Now, if I can show you some of these results to give you a feel for what we're talking about. This is some simulations. This is actual data that the engineers from Nortel collected within Edinburgh. They put some antennas on the roof of our building, a four-story building, and they took a transmitter away out into other parts of Edinburgh. And there's just two examples here for what you would see. One of them is shows you the scattering, and essentially all the scattering is all coming in together. And it's all happening within, this is 500 nanoseconds per tick mark, which corresponds to about 150 metres in distance if you're looking at the propagation. So here's a number of individual scatterers in here, but they're all falling within about a microsecond. And you can see essentially you've got one large return that is dispersed across something of the order of a microsecond. And that's because the distance to these scatterers is quite short. They're a few hundred nanoseconds apart, and they're tailing off in this particular fashion. Here's quite a different case. This is power plotted in decibels, again against delay. And here you see there's a main path return, and then there are three significant multipaths gradually decreasing in magnitude. This is actually a double component. It's caused by reflection off two buildings, and it's about 1.5 or 2 microseconds of delay. And then there's another one later on that's about 3 microseconds later. It's caused by 2, 3, or 4 different components, and it's down it's down about 10 decibels on the main component. And this is typical of what you would have if you just measured on an omni antenna what was the return signal and how did the return signal vary with different signal scenarios.